Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. My name is Jason, and I'm excited to be with you as we continue a journey through the simple truths of leadership. All right, here we go. I was reminded this week of a saying that I've heard in multiple formats, but it was, leadership is easy, leading people is hard. That saying came to life in a multitude of ways for me, but I really appreciated how it connected to our lesson this week. We're going to be diving into simple truth number 4, which in the Simple Truths of Leadership book makes the transition into Ken Blanchard's The 1 Minute Manager. Now, The 1 Minute Manager is one of Ken Blanchard's most popular books. It was written in the 1980s. In fact, it was 1982. And there were 3 main themes throughout that book that honestly have stood the test of time. The first is 1 minute goals. The second, 1 minute praisings. And the third, 1 minute redirects. If you're not familiar with The 1 Minute Manager, there's a book, the new 1 Minute Manager. It's an updated version of it. I would highly encourage, it's a short book, but it's a powerful book. The lessons stand the test of time. And again, it really connects, I think, with all of the interactions and the dynamics that come to play when we talk about leading people. Specifically, our simple truth this week is all good performance starts with clear goals. This really comes down to, where are we going? What is the reason we're doing this? Why? These are all questions I know I've asked, being a part of teams, saying, why are we doing this? Where are we going? What's the point of doing all of this? Honestly, I think it's a fair question. As leaders, if we're not able to provide clarity into the why and the direction we're going, that's something we need to think about. If I'm asking individuals to commit time, energy, effort, then I need to provide clarity. Now, I'll share a personal experience. When it comes to the details, I know I struggle in that area. I'm much more of a big picture thinker. Just give me an idea and let me go, and I'll work with it. I'll adjust, I'll adapt. But a lot of people need more than just the idea. We need priorities. We need clarity in expectations. What's going to be required? What does success look like? All of these are valid points, and all of them are unique to the individuals that we lead. So when I make that statement, leadership is easy, leading people is hard, that's what we're talking about. Regardless if you hold a leadership position, that doesn't matter. I think we've been there, we've done that. We've talked about that. Everyone is a leader because leading individuals takes so many different forms. It could be family. It could be people at work. It could be the community. It can go on and on and on. But when we're leading or influencing others, it's essential that we are focused on ensuring that people understand where we're going and what success looks like. What is a proper outcome? How about when we're dealing with conflict? We're having difficult conversations. What does a successful outcome look like to you? What does it look like to me? Because if we're not aligned on that, then are we really going to be successful? There's a model that LaFasto and Larson use. They wrote a book back in 2006, When Teams Work Best, and they put together this 3-step model on how do we get to commitment. Many times we talk, about, I want our employees to be committed to our organization. I want them to be committed to the work that we're doing. But how do we get there? The first step is clarity. We've got to be clear. What are the boundaries? One of the simple truths that we'll talk about later on is create autonomy through boundaries. This is important. If we are asking people to come to our workplace, whatever that looks like, and conduct work, we need to be clear as to what's expected. we need to be upfront with, this is what success looks like. These are the behaviors that are tolerated. This is how we will handle conflict, accountability. And this can be done in a collaborative process. Once we have clarity, then that's going to fuel confidence. Now, confidence is something that is, well, I like to phrase it this way. Let's take the guesswork out of it. You know, as an employee, I think back to the jobs that I've had over my career. And there were many times where I'm like, I'm not really sure what's expected of me. So I'm going to just do my job. And hopefully, I don't make anyone mad. That's not a really good way to do business, right? So when we have clarity, when we have those open, you know, dialogue, then we will start to see confidence where our employees don't have to worry, is this going to upset anybody? If I make this decision, is that going to bother anybody? You know, we can see a real life example, and only because I'd been flying so much over the last couple of weeks, you think of airlines. Simon Sinek, in one of his talks, explains the difference in Southwest Airlines. If you've ever flown Southwest Airlines, you know there's a different vibe. It's just a different feel. You know, when there have been delays, I've had flight attendants and the crew go on and do a karaoke session, go and offer jokes. One of my last flights, it was dad jokes. Who could tell the best dad jokes? They were getting the passengers engaged and involved. That's just a different vibe. And what leads to that? You know, when you're checking in and they're doing the announcements, I always love the comedy that many of the agents use. I would argue they have confidence. They have confidence that they can connect with their guests, their customers, and their leadership isn't going to be over their shoulder criticizing and critiquing them. Whereas, and again, going back to Simon Sinek, he uses the example of another airlines. And when a customer was upset and asked about, you know, an accommodation, the employee said back to him, "Sir, I cannot do that as I will lose my job." And, you know, I saw a video the other day of an employee at a sub shop. And when the customer said, "This is wrong. I don't have, like, this is not what I had ordered. This is not what I had requested." The employee said, "I will not change it because I will not risk losing my job." That's a classic example of uncertainty. There's no confidence in the employee's ability to be able to do their job and act independently. So think about those that you interact with. Are they walking around on eggshells? Are they sure that the work that they're doing, that they will have leadership's support? Because if not, we're not going to see the confidence. Now, once we see that confidence, then we're going to get the commitment. Because when I'm a part of an environment where I know my leadership has my back, and I know they trust me to make decisions, I know that if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But they're not going to come down on me so hard. Now, if I've earned it, I've earned it, right? But I know that if I make a mistake or when I make a decision, that my leadership's going to stand behind me. And if we need to modify that behavior, if we need to change things, then we'll discuss it and we'll talk about the why. I'll go back to clarity so I can have that confidence, which is going to reaffirm my commitment. In the Simple Truths of Leadership book on page 17, Blanchard includes that we should be focusing on SMART goals. SMART goals are specific, they're motivating, they're attainable, they're relevant, and they're trackable. In a nutshell, make sure individuals are clear so they can be confident and committed. When we move over to the playbook, we're given a couple different opportunities for self-reflection and for growth. The first is asking ourselves, have I made goals asks, requests, clear. Are you somebody who includes the details, or are you somebody who's a big picture thinker? How does that impact those that you interact with? Now, again, it's not right or wrong. If you're listening to this and you're saying, you know, I'm a big picture thinker, just like you, Jason, and I'm not good at those details, that's okay. Because you know what I've been focused on? Making sure that the team around me, I have individuals who are focused on the details so they can say, hold up, we need to be more specific with this. Oh, yes. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Help me come up with those parameters. So if you're not the type of person to give the details, then how are you creating the environment so that you're surrounded by individuals who think differently than you so that there's alignment? What can you do? And this is kind of the outward question. What can you do this week to ensure that those who you influence, those that you lead, are clear on what's expected of them? And this can be done very simply. Is there anything I could do to be more clear? Is there any additional information or support that I could provide you? This is about setting the standard. It's about level setting, making sure that we're on the same page. Because again, if we are tasked with completing an objective for our organization, because let's remember, we come to work for an organization. So this is one of those professional elements. If we are expecting our employees, our team members, those that we lead to accomplish goals, then it is our responsibility to ensure that we're clear so that we can drive confidence and ultimately commitment. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts, so let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.